If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. You know, it doesn't feel like it this winter, but the fact is, on this February 16th, it's the dead of winter. Typically, we're getting that cabin fever feeling where we've had enough of winter already, enough of the snow, enough of the cold. We've hardly gotten much of that. Some would say not enough this winter, but still, nonetheless, it's still February 16th. You know what happens this time of year? Winter break for the kids. You start thinking about your travel plans. I need a change of scenery, change of pace. Kristen, the question on everyone's mind this morning is, are you feeling any wanderlust?
No, because we haven't really had a winter.
Yeah.
Like, usually about now, you're right. Everyone's talking about, oh, let's get out of here. We got to head south. We have to go someplace warm. But I feel like we've been treated to such a mild winter. I mean, I kind of forgot. It was, you know, going to be a long weekend.
Right. It's a little unusual that.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the kids remember, trust me. They all know.
They've got the calendar marked. Well, for some, it's winter break time.
That's right.
Next week, for example, my kids are out of school. It's winter break. And, you know, many families just take the time off, and that's good. That's great. And other families get an opportunity and the privilege to maybe go somewhere, travel from time to time. And for those that do, this morning we thought it would be good to cover the list of the most popular and favored vacations for families. Just to help with your planning, or just to feel that sense of wanderlust, as I mentioned, and, you know, dream about a little vacation somewhere. So with the list, first starting out, guys, I want to ask, if planning a winter vacation, typically, are you the kind of person that would plan warm weather or more of a, let's call it an adventure, even cold weather kind of experience? What do you think?
I like the warm weather. I like the beach with the hot sun.
little drink with the umbrella in your hand.
Oh yeah.
Kristen?
Well, this year, because we've had such a mild winter, I'd probably pick a snowy destination. Mm-hmm. In years past when we've been, you know, under snow, I would definitely pick the beach.
Okay. So let's
run
down.
This year I'm going snow.
Okay. Okay.
How about you,
typically,
Jeff?
Yeah. Okay. So typically, for a winter vacation, I would have to give the nod to the beach also. There's something about in a typical winter, especially here in Michigan, as I say, it gets long, it gets drawn out, it's dark, you feel that desire for sunlight on your face, warmth on your face, and, you know, and for others of us, sunlight elsewhere as well, who get on the beach and feel comfortable about getting it anywhere. You know, that getting that sunlight, getting that vitamin D, right? Getting in the sun really gives us all that great feeling. And just the outdoor activity, tossing the ball around, getting in the ocean if you're lucky enough to make it there, wherever it may be, the warm weather experience is really a good one when you live in Michigan right about this time of year. But I also love... Our family skis, and so love those skiing vacations. Occasionally, we get a chance to take a break and go out up west. That's a really special treat.
Yeah.
And of course, we've been spending time up north as well skiing. And I agree, this winter, it's a little different because it's been so mild. I'm happy also, really happy and thrilled to be thinking about skiing. So either way, I'm certainly feeling that sense of wanderlust and would love to get on a plane and go somewhere. Or get in the car, pack it up with the skis and the kids and the boots and the whole thing and head to the slopes. So let's run down a list to provide a little guidance to our audience thinking of getting away. What's most popular? Let's start at the lower part of this list. This list published by the way, was based on popularity. They did a poll, 15 best winter vacations for families, kid-friendly ideas. Here we go. At the bottom, any jump out at you guys you want to call out toward the lower end of the list of 15?
Well, North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina, and North Conway, New Hampshire were both kind of interesting places. I have to be honest with you, I've never heard of either place.
But interesting, though. I mean, that's
kind
the of idea
of
lists like
kind
this,
of
right?
Alluring. Yeah.
Never thought about it, but they do sound good. Tell us about, you know, one or the other of those.
Well, Hendersonville, North Carolina is definitely more for hiking, for sure, if you're into outdoor weather still, especially snowy weather. Both of those places would appeal to you if you're into outdoor kind of skiing and hiking and tubing and, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay, so those would be a good winter destination.
They are. Yeah. And those come in at 14 and 15. Lake Tahoe for skiing, if you happen to be on the West Coast. That's not the kind of destination you hear a lot of people talking about getting on a plane and going to if you're from the East or Midwest or from Michigan, for example. But nonetheless, if you're on the West Coast, that's a very popular destination. Yeah. We all know about Aspen, Colorado, and the skiing. Let's just say Colorado more broadly.
Great choice.
Comes in at number 11. That's a great choice. The thing about Aspen, as opposed to just a ski hill, is the character of the town, the character and the you know, the dining and the shopping and all that goes with it. Right. Whistler, Canada, another great skiing destination in Canada, made the list at number 10. Adirondacks, New York, again, winter
skiing. That's actually drivable.
That's drivable. It is. It is,
absolutely. You can hop in the car and be there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bahamas.
Bahamas. Well, Mark's still fixated. He's got to get right to the warm weather.
Best
You're right, Mark.
To do a radio show.
How can you go wrong in the Bahamas? That for sure. Mark, where'd that come in on the list?
That came in at number 4.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
There we go. How about Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
Actually, that is on our list to travel to.
Yes, indeed. The Smoky Mountains and all that Tennessee has to offer. That's a beautiful vacation. Good one to pack the family up. St. Petersburg, Florida, 7. Comes in on the list, another warm weather destination. And on it goes. Of course, coming in at number 1, as it does every year.
Of course.
Of course. It's Disney World. Every kid's dream, coming in at number 1. You got to have that as a family vacation, at least at some point. It's a memorable thing for the kids, and therefore, as a result, for the parents too. Number 2, Anaheim's Disneyland. So 1 and 2, Disney World, Disneyland. There we go. There you have it. Some ideas for a winter break. Right about now, we could all use one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ann Thomas, joining us.
Sounds really good. Yeah, I need a winter break.
How's that sound? little Disney World for you, Ann?
Well, maybe not. I had a very difficult time convincing my husband that Disney World was a great idea back when the kids were young.
Yeah, that wasn't his thing?
Well, it gets kind of crazy, especially around the spring breaks and the winter breaks.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty busy, but a beautiful beach with the warm weather right about now.
Oh,
that sounds really good.
Let's go. Radio.
I was going to say, where are we going, guys? Time to take the show on the road, right?
Let's do a remote, Jeff.
Let's do it.
you pick the destination and we'll be there.
All right. Right on.
I do want to remind you guys, it's Friday Eve too, by the way.
Oh, it is. Ann Thomas. There it is. It's Friday Eve. You made us feel good. Just by saying it, Friday Eve. Love that. Love that. And you know what else we love? We love the Paul W. Show. And that's what we're all going to be tuning into right after news, weather, traffic at the top of the hour. Stick with us. The Paul W. Show's next right here on WJR.